News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Obviously, the conflict in the Middle East continuing to broaden now, day five since Israel and the US attacked Iran. Global affairs journalist and author of The Heartbeat of Iran, Tara Kangerlou, is with us. Tara, we've talked extensively on the programme thus far about the situation in the Middle East, and we've talked about the motivation for the attacks. What of the political consequence, particularly in the US? Because Donald Trump set himself up as the No More Forever Wars president, as the president who ended wars, and that was a key thrust of his campaign and a key offer to the MAGA base. This is a long way from that. Will his electorate swallow it?
Good morning, indeed. And in this fast-moving story, quite frankly, anything is possible. And one of those being that he would lose a whole lot of supporters. Polls are not looking good for Trump. And of course, the midterm elections are coming up in just a few months. And exactly, as you said, he promoted his campaign to not engage in these forever wars. But quite frankly, when you speak with Americans, all they say is when it comes to Trump's foreign policy, we've been engaging in conflicts since the start. And on top of that, there's still no congressional approval. And he really needs that if he wants to drag this war, as he said. He said it might potentially take multiple weeks. So there's a lot of unknown. But I can tell you that especially with the Democrats, as expected, they're very much against this military engagement. But of course, within the Republicans and the MAGA base, we are still we're starting to see some friction.
Now, one of the things that tends to precede previously or tended to precede previous conflict was there was an awful lot of seeding of the ground politically before there was military action. To some extent, I assume from an American voter perspective, the attack on Iran has come out of nowhere.
That is an excellent point. And if I may, I want to point out to the Venezuela attacks, because just a few months before the targeted attacks that brought out and extracted Maduro, we saw a lot of reports about Venezuela's dealings with the drug, with the United States fentanyl problem that we quite frankly know is, you know, does not stem from Venezuela. I know we don't have time to get into that, but the point is a lot of stories and coverage was focused on harboring ground in order to justify this targeted attack. And we've seen this before. And we can go as far as the war in Iraq when it came to the weapons of mass destruction. When it came to the Iran war, the issue was always for the Americans and Israeli the issue of the nuclear talks and the Iran reaching an atomic bomb. I will say yesterday, Rafael Grossi, head of IAEA, came on the record and said there is no evidence and proof that Iran was near reaching a nuclear weapon. And this is on the record. Rafael Grossi out there, he said it, so listeners can look it up. And I think that's important because the only pretext for this war was that Iran is ready to make a nuclear bomb and that they're not committed to the negotiations. That, too, was also negated by the Omani foreign minister, who was the mediator and the negotiator, who on Friday said, we have reached a breakthrough and a deal is possible. So if the United States and President Trump wants to base this on the premise that the war is justified because Iran was reaching a nuclear weapon, well, to authorities are saying no. But if he wants to justify it under the premise and narrative that Iran and the regime as a whole is a threat to Israel, then of course that has been an ongoing conversation for many years, and they're very much focusing on that. Then, as we heard yesterday in Donald Trump's presser with the German chancellor, he went on talking about Iranian regime's rogue behavior, calling them a terror regime, calling them malice actors, and very bad people, according to Trump. So there are ways that the U.S. administration have found over the years to justify their actions. But what worries me, what extremely worries me, having covered Iran and the region at large, that we are going to be left with a situation like Afghanistan. We went in to get rid of the Taliban, and now we are left with the Taliban. And speaking with people in Iran, it worries me, as it does them, that they are going after IRGC targets. And are we going to look at the remnants and crumbles of IRGC the day after? And really, that's to the detriment of the Iranian people.
And lastly, the congressional support that you describe as being so necessary, can you just explain why Donald Trump and the administration requires that?
Well, because it's one of the main prongs of the U.S. Constitution. You cannot wage a war unilaterally as the president. You need to go to the people of America. You need to abide by the Constitution.
Tara, thank you. Tara Kangerlou, global affairs journalist and author of The Heartbeat of Iran.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.